Chicago. Welcome in to the Chicago Sports Podcast presented by Goose Island, the official beer of CHGO. Find one of their Chicago locations at gooseisland.com/locations. Happy Groundhog Day coming at you from the West Loop studio. I am Kevin Kaduk, head of content at CHGO. Everyone else is remote today. My man Luke Stuckmeyer is out at the Stuckmeyer compound, yeah. Right? What do you call it?
It's not a compound. I mean the home of the Bears.
Well fortified compound.
You look like you're on a tropical island there in the studio.
We've got sun coming through the window for some reason. The sun has been great this week. The temperature has not been.
No.
We're trying to get through. So Lawrence is also remote and Casey is remote.
Oh, there's Casey. So,
look at that. Guys enjoying the work from home days.
Yeah, what's happening, everyone?
Yeah. Want to thank everyone for listening to the show week after week. We do our thing here, 3 p.m. on YouTube every Thursday afternoon. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening to this in another feed, like the CHGO Bears or CHGO Cubs or CHGO White Sox feed, make sure you go to your favorite podcast provider and subscribe to our podcast directly, because these always don't land in every feed every week. And we want to make sure that you're checking us out every week. We appreciate everyone who kind of jumps in our chats and we're having a great time. So got a great show for you today. We're talking about GOAT versus GOAT. Tom Brady's in the news. Michael Jordan's not in the news, but whatever we can talk about Michael Jordan, we do. But first, we want to talk about this week's Taking Care of Business Award winner, powered by ComEd. Not a lot of candidates to choose from this week in terms of on-field or on-ice performance, but this woman who wins today, I think, completely deserves it for what she did. It is Courtney Vandersloot, former Chicago Sky legend. That hurts to say. But she announced on Instagram this week that she will not be returning to the team. And she just announced in the last hour or so here on Thursday, she's actually headed to the New York Liberty with her friend Brianna Stewart. And they're going to be forming a super team there because also Jonquel Jones is joining them. And Sabrina Ionescu was also there. So they are forming a super team just like they do with the NBA. And they're going to be going at it against the Las Vegas Aces, who signed our girl Candace Parker earlier this week. It has not been great for Sky fans. And I know, Lawrence, if you want to pop back in here, you're like super Sky fan number one. How are you feeling right now?
Not good.
Yeah.
No, it's like the Will Smith Fresh Prince meme, you know, where he walks into the room and it's just like an empty carpet and there's the whole thing's empty. I mean, this guy literally have, I think, four players on their roster, although apparently Courtney Williams is coming here, so maybe it's five now.
Well, yeah, they also lost Azra Stevens, who I think is headed to Los Angeles. Oh, so it's not going to be it's not going to be a championship season probably next year at Winter.
Hey, just join the tanks. Everyone else is tanking in this damn city.
The Chicago way. The tank is on.
Could they be tanking for Anissa Morrow? When is she coming out? Do we know?
Oh,
I think after this. It's next season, right?
I don't know.
They could be bad for a couple years, considering all of their best players have been leaving.
Well, we still got...
Casey, do you know when Anissa Morrow's coming in?
Anissa Morrow's still only a junior.
And you have to be a senior to be drafted? You can come out.
I thought so. I feel like she'll finish out at DePaul. She's a beast.
She definitely is. Courtney, 11 seasons in Chicago. She was drafted third overall out of Gonzaga in 2011. She had an amazing career here. Four all-star berths, five all-WNBA championships, all sorts of assist record. I think she is average double-digit assist in 2020, which I think had never been done before. And we talk a lot here, guys, about putting our name in the cornerstone of CHGO and, you know, like what we build here, it's going to be us, right? And I think when you look at Courtney Vandersloot, you cannot tell the story of the Chicago Sky franchise without her. I mean, she's one of, you know, probably the all-time greatest Sky player when it all comes down to it. And what she was able to do, and she was here through a lot of lean times, but she was also here for the two finals trips. They finally won in 2021. And just watching her was like a really fun time because of the skill set that she brought, the court vision. And I think that even if you weren't a WNBA fan and you went out to win Trust Arena and you saw the way that she played, you came around and said, hey, there's someone who can play basketball, and this is someone I want to watch play basketball again. So,
and yet,
we're going to miss her, but.
And yet, Kevin Kaduk, head of content.
With,
how come she didn't get number 22 on our all jersey, all time Chicago jersey
graphic? Because I think if you bring up 22.
Matt Forte? Matt,
I think
Forte
if you bring up 22, Jason, the 98 out of 100 Chicagoans are going to say Matt Forte. By the way, today is February 2nd, 22.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. And,
tomorrow, 23.
2-3-2-3.
Yeah. So, you know, MJ.
Sandberg. Come on. Come on, Luke. Well, stay in your lane.
Yes.
Luke, anything to say about Courtney Vandersloot?
Just that if you have to come up with one name that you associate with the Chicago Sky, it's Courtney Vandersloot. I mean, that is the person. Like you said, she was in two championships. She duration, great player, long time. So she's going to be missed. That's not someone. Candace Parker was a Chicago woman who, you know, grew up in the area, played here, brought the championship. But if you have to pick one name for the Chicago Sky, it's Vandersloot first.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Kind of sucks that the Sky weren't able to assemble a super team here, but I guess with kind of where they were at and, you know, they've got some aging players. So I don't know. I think that the Sky owner, Michael Alter, is going to have to look at kind of what his franchise is and why you can't keep people here. So just another kind of another shitty thing for Chicago sports fans. I'll say that because the Sky were a bright spot for the last couple of years. Anyhow,
Matt Forte, unbelievable.
You act like Matt Forte is not any good. Come on now. I mean, he's the second best running back in Chicago sports history.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. Cause I mean, modern era.
Yeah.
It completely just brain fart.
Yeah. I mean, I can't put him ahead of Gale Sayers.
Right. Yeah. And possibly Red Grange, but.
And Red Grange.
Okay.
Neil Anderson was good.
Neil Anderson was good, especially on Tecmo Bowl.
Yes.
All right. Let's get into our leadoff topic. Tom Brady is owning the news this week in this non-Super Bowl week. He retired for the second time in 2 years on February 1st. He put up that selfie video, which was kind of weird because apparently he taped it a couple days beforehand, which is a little strange when you're trying to give that appearance of, hey, I'm just doing this. I'm just retiring during my walk on the beach. Yeah. But anyhow, it brings up a little opening to kind of talk about Michael Jordan versus Tom Brady, GOAT versus GOAT. I think there are people out there that want to put Tom Brady, you know, and most of them do live in Boston. Probably all of them live in Boston, maybe a few in Tampa, and want to say that he is the greatest of all time in a team sport. Can we make the case for Tom Brady? Do we even want to try, Luke?
I will argue anybody that wants to take on this conversation. First of all, he's so up against it. Okay. Number one, I don't have the full hour. I don't want to take everybody's time, but just the sport alone makes it almost impossible for the quarterback to compete with a guy who's only got four other people on the court with him. Michael's impact. If Michael's not in the game, it's a totally different game. I understand it's true for Tom Brady, but there's a bunch of other guys. Tom Brady doesn't play defense in his sport. It's not his fault, but he doesn't play defense. Michael was Defensive Player of the Year. He could impact the game defensively and 2 seconds later impact it offensively. Tom Brady can't do that. So in some ways, the conversation isn't even fair to Tom Brady. Is he the greatest quarterback of all time? I think most of us have settled on that. Is he the greatest football player of all time? I'm not even 100% willing to go there. He plays the most
I'm not either. Position,
but I watched a lot of other guys that were great football players that impacted the game in multiple ways, Walter Payton being one.
Right.
Barry Sanders. Is our Chicago bias showing?
No. It's so not even close. He lost three Super Bowls, two to Eli Manning, for God's sake. That's Michael true. Jordan would never, ever in the history of Michael Jordan's life lose to Eli Manning, not in golf, not in poker, not in dominoes, nothing. Michael Jordan's never losing to Eli Manning. He's just
or Nick, or Nick Foles for that matter.
And again, part of that falls on the team thing. But if you're just going to talk about what's the one thing that Tom Brady can hang his hat on, or Brady fans, and I love Tom Brady, great player, disappointed that I'm not going to see him play again. Mm. You can say, well, he won one more championship than Michael did. Okay.
And with one extra team, right? He went to Tampa Bay and did that.
And he played longer. Yeah.
I think if you're making this argument, it rests on the fact that he played for 23 seasons to Jordan's 15 and kind of had to remold his game several times. MJ famously kind of remolded it for that second three-peat. He became a different player as he aged, but he was still done by, what, 38 years old? And for what? Brady to do what he did in his 40s is still pretty incredible. They both had Tom Brady had four Hall of Fame teammates. Now it's a little different, right? So he had Ty Law, Randy Moss, Junior Seau, and Richard Seymour. Only won titles with two of those guys, Law and Seymour. Jordan had Pippen, Rodman, and Tony Kukoc. And Kukoc is largely in the Hall of Fame for his international accomplishments. Jordan leads him in retirements.
So far.
3-2. So far. That he could tie. Brady could tie it. And like you said, Jordan never lost a title. Tom Brady lost three. I can't fault him there. You know what I find interesting, though? Guys, let's say Patrick Mahomes goes on some legendary tear and gets to seven titles or eight titles.
That's not happening.
It could have. I mean, it's probably not happening, but you never know. Let's say this is Patrick Mahomes we're talking about. Would that change the conversation because he is a more athletic quarterback and fits the – I mean, Tom Brady was no one's idea of, like, the most athletic person in the world, right? Like, no one's
– no.
You brought it up in the pre-show meeting today, Luke, bringing up the famous combine picture of him in his underwear and,
right.
and looking like the rest of us.
Oh, wait, yeah, I have
he looks like Greg Maddux with his shirt off.
Yeah, no so does that change? Like, so if Patrick Mahomes and the way he plays, which is a little bit more kind of like a basketball player, does that say, okay, well, maybe then he is the GOAT and would have a case over Jordan?
No, but he'll have a case over Brady, right? Like, he'll have a case over Brady because the position has changed and he'll become a more athletic guy. Again, if it just goes to championships and you're going to say Brady's got more than Jordan, well, then Bill Russell won 11 in 13 seasons. Then the GOAT is Bill Russell if you want to talk just about championships.
Yeah.
But comparing apples to apples, which is sort of difficult in this, again, when they were in their biggest game, Jordan, 6-0 in the finals, never lost. Brady lost three and was not even the MVP in two of his Super Bowl wins. Wasn't even the MVP. MJ, MVP every time, never lost, period. How about the outside impact of just him on the game? Like, Tom Brady hasn't changed the game of football necessarily. He's been great to watch. He's been very successful. He changed the Patriots along with Bill Belichick. Michael's brand is still being one. Cody Delmendo, our teammate, is spending every paycheck he gets buying Michael Jordan gear, and the guy hasn't played in think about that. Nobody's going to be wearing Tom Brady clothes in 25 years.
TB12? You're not going to be wearing TB12?
No. No, they're not even the same person.
Both big divas for sure.
I feel like Jordan defines basketball. You think of basketball, you think of Michael Jordan. You think of hockey, you think of Wayne Gretzky, right? You think of boxing, you think of Muhammad Ali. When I think of football, I don't know necessarily that I think of Tom Brady right off the bat, which is kind of crazy to say that he's won seven titles. You know, it has been to so many different Super Bowls.
I mean, maybe though. Who are you going to put there if it's not Brady?
For football?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're from Chicago, you can put Walter Payton. If you're from Pittsburgh, you're probably putting Terry Bradshaw. If you're from Green Bay, you're probably putting Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. If you're from,
he like, always shared the billing, right? It was Tom and Payton for the longest time. Then the end of the career that, you know, Patrick Mahomes bubbled up. Aaron Rodgers has always been there. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers. Like, those guys were all there. He wasn't the alpha dog of all the alpha dogs. He was a good facilitator. I mean, he was a great game manager. Studied, you know, more than anybody else, but...
Let me give you another perfect example of why this is ridiculous.
Oh, good. Here we go.
This is simple respect from around the sport. Not that people don't respect Tom Brady. Again, I love him. He's so much better than Aaron Rodgers. It's not even funny. It's so funny that he's so good that Aaron Rodgers won't retire this year because he's afraid he's going to be the second fiddle at the Hall of Fame speech. That part's cool. That part about it, I love. The Miami Heat have retired Michael Jordan's number. He hangs in their rafters. Nobody's wearing 23 on an opposing team. Do you think every team in the NFL is going to be like, nope, can't wear Brady's number. That's it. It's of course not.
It's
a different sport.
He was so great that the coach of another team had to say, nobody on our team gets to wear that jersey. I just saw Magic Johnson in an interview that I think was old, where he's talking about the dream team and how Michael showed up the one time at a dream team practice and he turns around, he does a 360 and he dunks on David Robinson and he gets in their face and he says, Magic, it used to be your league and Larry, you had your time. It's my league. And you know what Magic Johnson said? Magic Johnson said, and we bowed to him and we said, yes, Michael, you are the king. Nobody's saying that to Tom Brady. Nobody. You know what the Jumpman logo looks like, Air Jordan? What are they going to do for Tom Brady? Him standing at the combine like this?
No, I got it for you. Hold on.
Would you say that Tom Brady is overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Properly rated. You're trying to say he's better than Michael Jordan. If you're trying to say he's four, that's right.
This is the logo.
That should be his logo. What down is it? Is it fourth down?
Yeah.
He lost to a bad Bears team.
Yeah, remember that? Was that Foles again? That was 2020. I think that might have been Foles.
Do you think it's disrespectful that I said that I don't think of Tom Brady when you mentioned football?
No. We all think of Tom Brady when we think of football, but is he the first name that pops into everybody's head? I'm going to suggest that the first name that pops into everybody's head is a player from their favorite team.
Yeah.
And then Tom Brady.
From their favorite team and probably when they were kids.
Okay. But if you don't like football that much and you're like man on the street, you know, you're just asking people that aren't football fans, they're probably going to be like, oh, Tom Brady, because he's like famous in this other celebrity way.
But where? Here?
Just anywhere.
Around the world, yeah. Michael Jordan is one of the most famous people that has ever walked the planet. I used to go into the United Center, whether it was for Bulls practice or Blackhawks practice, so many times. Lawrence, you've worked in that building. When the Jordan statue was outside on Wood Street, outside the entrance to the United Center, I used to pitch this story all the time. I can't tell you how many times I said, we need to put up GoPro cameras on time lapse, just let it record and stand here for 24 hours and record how many people from around the world come to pay respect to Michael Jordan for what he meant to their lives. Literally, I've heard almost every language in the world spoken just walking in and out of the United Center because you can't go there when it was outside without somebody from another country stopping to take their photo next to a statue of the guy.
Yeah, that's very, when I was working in the building, I'd be walking into the office and like, there's a couple from like, you know, somewhere in South America, somewhere in East Asia. And like, they're just like, where's the statue? Where's the statue? I'm like, oh yeah, it's right in here. You got to go in the store here.
But when it was outside, I swear to you, I took no less than 25 photos in my life for people that were like waving me down, didn't speak English, and were like, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And doing the camera logo to me, but like, sure, I'll take a picture of you guys in front of the Jordan statue, and then I'll go to work. There'll probably be a Brady statue, but it'll only be visited by Patriots fans.
Well, I do agree with Casey, though, that like, if you're just some random person in France or wherever, like if you say name a football player, I think Tom Brady's probably going to get a good decent amount of the answer.
You're wrong. They'll say
because
the soccer guy.
He was married to a supermodel because he was larger than life. I mean,
yeah.
which sadly ended up not working out for him, which is sad. Do you think his tears in his video, like his he was kind of like emotional. Do you think it was like crocodile? Real? What do they call it? Alligator tears.
Crocodile tears. Yeah.
Crocodile
tears. Like, do you think it was fake?
Yes.
Do you think he's capable of crying anymore with no plastic surgery that he may or may not have had?
Ouch.
Yeah. He doesn't have cheekbones anymore. He doesn't have cheekbones. What happened?
Now that here, we can all say he's better looking than Michael Jordan. He's a better looking man than Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan used to be on all those people list, dudes. I mean,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give you three good reasons that we should be choosing MJ as the GOAT of all time, and it's all from like The Last Dance, because we got
this meme.
We got the "and I took that personally" meme, which is amazing. We got
the crying one.
Him laughing at the iPad, which is another amazing one.
Yeah.
And then without MJ, we don't know who John Michael Wozniak is.
This is true.
And for that alone, he is your GOAT.
Our guy in the comments, Electric, says, "Get back to me when Brady wins three Super Bowls in a row twice."
Yeah.
It's a good point.
In a sport where he's, you know, again, it's five guys on the floor. It was all Michael. I'm not saying Scotty wasn't there and Pax wasn't there.
Yeah.
But it's just it's a different thing. You want to make an argument for greatest of all time, you could say Serena's a greater athlete than maybe than Michael.
I mean, Brady was a passenger for that Buccaneers Super Bowl. I mean, that Super Bowl was that defensive line just completely containing and taking down Patrick Mahomes, right? And Brady, he was a passenger. Let's be honest there. So,
like Peyton Manning's with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Agree.
So, tell us about Athletic Greens, Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, I think Tom Brady probably, guys, could have played another 4 or 5 seasons had he been on Athletic Greens. And maybe then he would have won 3 or 4 more championships and then had a chance to even be in a conversation with Michael Jordan. But our next partner has a product I've been using, like I said, every day. Started taking AG1 because I didn't have time, wanted better gut health, more energy, and optimized immune system. And now I've been on it for almost a year, and I love it. It doesn't taste super healthy, but it is super healthy. It has a mild tropical taste that I look forward to in the morning. Here's what it is. 1 scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. A special blend of ingredients supporting your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, aging, all those things. I get a boost of energy from it, so I take it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and it's lifestyle friendly too. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, gluten-free, or dairy-free, you're all good with AG1. You're investing in all-in-one nutritional insurance for less than $3 a day. Recommended by professional athletes, more than 7,000 five-star reviews. Right now, reclaim your health. Arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, just 1 scoop in a simple cup of water every day. That's it. You don't need a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/CHGO Cubs, CHGO Bulls, CHGO Blackhawks. Again, athleticgreens.com/CHGO Cubs to take over ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
I want to tell everyone about Game Time. Game Time is the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. If you've ever dreamed of sitting in a seat you never thought you could, like the 50-yard line, courtside, or behind home plate, it is possible with the Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on the seats you thought you could never buy. You will not find a better deal this season on Bulls tickets or Blackhawks tickets. Just fire that app up and check out what's available. Probably not that hard of a seat to get these days with the way those two teams are playing, but be a fun night out, an affordable night out when you use Game Time. Mm-hmm. It is created by the fans and for the fans and guarantees the lowest price. You love CHGO, then you will love Game Time. And the best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all your favorite events. All right, Luke, you ready? We're going to do something we haven't done for a while on the Chicago Sports Podcast.
Let's do it.
It is time for Over Under.
Oh, boy.
I've put together a bevy of numbers. You're going to tell me, are we going over or are we going under? And most of these are Chicago sports related, so this will be good. We're going to start with the Bears draft, which is top of our mind here in the building lately. Our guy Nicholas Moriano is down at the Senior Bowl checking out some of the top picks. Producing a lot of great content. Make sure you check out the CHGO Bears. I'm learning a lot of names that I didn't know already, and I'm starting to kind of formulate who I want and who looks good. But my first over-under number for you is 9.5. And that is, how many draft picks will the Bears end up with in the 2023 draft? Now, for frame of reference, Luke, right now they currently own 8 draft picks, but we know that they're in a good position to trade down out of that number one spot. And we know that Ryan Poles really likes to trade down, not like his predecessor, Ryan Pace, who never met a draft pick he couldn't throw in to move up. So will they go over 9.5 picks on April 27th through the 29th?
Here's what I think's tricky about that. The reason you've put this together at such a tricky number at 9.5 is that we all believe that they're going to trade back at least once to get try and get more picks. Most likely at number one, they're going to try and trade back and get multiple picks. The problem is that doesn't mean that in later rounds, they might not combine two picks to try to move up to get a guy they really think can help Justin Fields or the rest of their team.
Sure.
So just because they're trading back maybe multiple times doesn't mean that the number keeps automatically going backwards. I think if I had to guess, I think they will make 10 draft picks. So I will go
over.
I will go over, but I'll be spending your money on the wager.
I think it's interesting, right? You did bet over on the Bears wins at 5.5 this year and lost terribly. I agree. It is a challenging number because when they do trade down, how many of the picks will be in the 2023 draft as opposed to 2024? And then I think that second round pick that they have from Baltimore is in the later half of the round. Is there something they're going to really fall in love with near the front and maybe package something, from later in the draft to move up? I don't know. So
I've changed my mind.
You're going under?
I'm going under now because I didn't think of the fact that those picks, you know, they might try and get some picks. I would if I were them. If I'm trying to get a number one, I might try to get a number one as well next year. Or number two next year. So if those aren't counting towards their total picks, then I'm going to go under because I don't think that all those picks would be this year.
Yeah. I'm going to go over just because of what we saw from Ryan Poles in 2022, where I think they went into the day three and they had three or four picks. We thought it was going to be a pretty easy day here.
Yeah.
And then I think they doubled the number by the time we were done. And it was, all hell broke loose. Casey and Law can back me up on that. All right. Moving on, 0.5 is the number. How many of Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and Nikola Vucevic will be traded by next Thursday's NBA trade deadline? That's next Thursday at 2 p.m. The Bulls, as we've discussed many times before, are in a horrible place. They're not going anywhere with this team for whatever reason. But I don't know if they're in a position to trade any of those big three. So 0.5, over or under?
I'll go over because I think one is gone. I don't know who it's going to be, but I think one is gone. I do think Vooch in the right situation could help a team that's really contending, and he's had a pretty good season. And I think any of the three obviously would help a contending team. I think one of them has to go. They can't just sit here and do nothing. And I think somebody will try to add one of those three players. I saw that Caruso said today he fully expects to be here. If you added him to that list, four guys.
Well, there's a reason I didn't. I kind of feel like Alex Caruso is that guy that's going to bring back something and bring back a lot of value. And I think it would make a lot of sense with the contract that he's on. And he's just a guy I think a contender would be looking for. And it's a pretty wide open NBA. So. The other three, I feel just kind of The party line that we've been getting from the Bulls, either through, you know, publicly from their locker room or through the leaks, is that they're happy and they with what they've got. And, you know, the fan base isn't, but the public,
they're the only ones. Then they're the only ones that are happy with what we've got. One of those guys, if one of them is not traded, I'll actually be upset.
Okay,
I'll be upset with that. And in the chat, somebody's saying Drummond might be a guy. I agree, but as far as the big three, I'll take the over. I'll take the over, and one of the three will be traded.
Yep. All right, let's go on. This one's sort of a number. It's also a date. March 1st, will Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane be traded before that, before or after then, right? So over, under.
Right.
The trade deadline, for your knowledge, is March 3rd.
Okay. And so this is – the slash means both of them, not one of them.
No, so I would say both. And I think what we're debating here, Luke, is – you probably want to move these guys out because you really want to accelerate your losing. And they've been actually winning some games here since the new year has started. So if they can come back from this all-star break and find a place where Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane will be happy and will lift their no trade clause for, I think, you know, it behooves them to do it sooner rather than later. But it might take a while too. So I don't know. How do you feel about it?
So the date is what we're saying, over or under.
Yeah, under would be February 28th and earlier.
I'll go over. These things a lot of times go right to the end. If you're right, 100% for the Blackhawks' sake, it would be better if that date were in February and earlier. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're talking about specifically trading both of them, that certainly takes almost right up to the deadline to get that done.
I would say the over two, and the issue is this. I think you could probably spark up a bidding war for Patrick Kane pretty early, and you have teams that say, okay, we need to get this guy in our building as soon as possible because we want to pile up points in our push for the playoffs. Jonathan Taves, though, with the money and the wrangling that's going to, you know, how much are the Blackhawks going to eat or whatever, where is Jonathan Taves going to play? You know, he's not a top six guy anymore. He's going to have to find the perfect role. So I think that's going to take some time. So I'm going to take the over. I think it's going to come down to the deadline. It's going to be very interesting to watch.
You're a diehard Hawks fan. Do you think they're both getting traded for sure? Are you resigned to the fact that they're both, or that maybe just one? Is there any scenario where neither of them gets traded? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I think there is a scenario where only one of them gets traded.
I mean, they've slashed this thing down to the bone. They are the, and I don't want to call them fat because they're franchise legends, right?
Yeah.
But they are the only remaining pieces from the before times, right?
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine that they would just say, we're not fully committing to this. They've already fully committed. They're the only things that are bolted down, and now this is finally a chance where, you know, they could lift their no trade clauses. So I don't know, but I don't know if I'm fully committed to thinking that they're gonna move on, but I'd be surprised if March 3rd comes and there's still Blackhawks. So interesting. All right, this one is a non-Chicago number.
Oh, okay.
3.5. Patrick Mahomes' career Super Bowl wins. He already has one. He could be at two by next Sunday night.
One thing against that, and again, I had him losing to the Bengals, and I even said on Twitter, I said, I feel dirty and dumb betting against Mahomes and the Chiefs at home. But there are a lot of good teams in the AFC. And it's not all up to, just like I had the argument that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Some might argue he's the greatest football player of all time because of the position he plays and how great he was. There's a lot else that has to go into winning a Super Bowl. And while that's the thing that gives you the greatest chance as a franchise is having the best quarterback, Joe Burrow's still pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen's still pretty good. And the Eagles are set up to be really good for a really long time because mm-hmm. they went about it in a way where so far their quarterback's not costing them what Patrick Mahomes is costing them. So I'll go under. I think he's going to be back, but I think he wins three Super Bowls in his career. Four is it's a big ask.
It's hard.
There's so many other factors.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, he's already been to five AFC title games, which is pretty insane. Five seasons as a starter.
It's crazy.
So I think it's hard to bet against him. I think a lot depends on whether or not they beat the Eagles this year. This year. But I do like the fact that the Chiefs did hand him a contract worth $500 million. And it still looks like they've got a pretty good, a pretty good team around him. I think as long as they stay disciplined to their approach to team building, he's such a, unbelievable weapon. I think you have to stay over.
There's nothing to stop him from pulling a Brady or a Montana, and when he's not at his peak, attaching himself to a really good team and still trying to go seek another ring with another team that's really good, that just is one piece away and is like, well, Patrick Mahomes, even if he's not Patrick Mahomes of the past, puts us over the top.
He's 27 years old right now, so you would think that that means, with what we know about quarterbacks now, or what at least Drew Brees and Tom Brady has, accustomed to, okay, well, now you can play till 40. I don't know if that's true with the way he plays. And will he be able to tailor his game as his physical gifts are not, as crazy? I don't know. But I still think, within the next 5 years, he can grab another three. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. So I would bet the over just because I just think he's that special of a player. And the Chiefs are a great organization. So here's our final number. 0.5. And I think you probably know where I'm going with this. Justin Fields, boy. Super Bowl wins. Over or under?
Wow. That's tough. You have to take the under. I mean, history alone tells you got to take the under. As much as I want it to happen, and I think he's the guy to do it, I can't even 100% say that he's going to be their quarterback. So are you saying Super Bowl wins with the Bears or Super Bowl wins?
Super Bowl wins.
Oh, I'm going over.
Okay.
Justin Fields is going to win a Super Bowl. Justin Fields will win a Super Bowl. I just hope it's with the Bears.
But how many quarterbacks have not worked out somewhere and then gone elsewhere and won a Super Bowl?
Well, but it's not that he hasn't worked out. If they trade him, it's because they're trying to reset the clock. He still very much could, if they trade him, he still very much could turn out to be a star quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
They're
not trading him. I feel like if it doesn't work out here, he's not going somewhere. I mean, you would have to be betting on him being like the modern day Steve Young, right?
Well, I feel like we've already sort of seen enough. I mean, he's just been on some garbage teams with no talent.
Right.
Like he's already shown me something. If he goes somewhere else, it's not like Mitch Trubisky going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
He's already better than Mitch Trubisky in my eyes. Like it's not even close.
It's hard to win a Super Bowl. Dan Marino never won one.
I know.
Phillip Rivers never won one. I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks that have never won a Super Bowl. That said, I work at CHGO. We're all optimistic. We're riding high in the Justin Fields Kool-Aid. So I'm going over.
Hey, this is a great comment in the chat. If Eli Manning can win two, Justin can get two. Hey, we don't need him get two. According to that line, we need him to get one. That's all I want. One. And we could talk about number two after we get that next one.
All right.
Randall Cunningham. That was good too.
Well, Luke, the stage is set and we are counting down to that battle in Arizona. There's no better way to get ready for the NFL action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57. New customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Boost your Super Bowl 57 winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. And Luke, I told you on this podcast last week that I actually did take advantage of the offer. I got eight bets, $25 worth. I was able to win a few of those last week on the conference championships games. So I'm going to be able to, you know, put some more money in on the Super Bowl, which is pretty sweet. So if you're thinking about, you know, doing this offer and using code CHGO, like, this is the time to do it, because this is a really good offer. It's not going to be here all the time. Obviously the sports books are trying to get more people, and you know, these are really good. So if you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CHGO, again, new customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get 200 in free bets instantly, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code CHGO. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. Sorry, Ohio. See show notes for details. Man, what's going on in Ohio? You can't have any fun in Ohio.
The Ohio.
That was the cue for Casey to come in.
Oh, is that music? It? I thought there was another ad.
Music?
That's it? Okay.
You All can't right. have any fun in Ohio.
First the Cleveland hate, Joakim Noah. Now I'm wearing my CHGO basketball vintage sweatshirt today.
I like so, it.
Yes, I will always have love for Ohio, but Chicago is more fun.
How's working from home going today, Case?
It's fabulous. You know, I live in like a loft, and it is hard to heat. So I will say the closer you are to the windows, not warm. So we've got like the space heaters going, you know.
It's been hard to keep, I think, any house warm. I was wearing my my Blackhawks knit hat the other day to stay warm up in my office, and has not been good.
Yeah, it's cold here, but that's, you know, what we're used
to. Luke, how's your HVAC?
I'm in the basement, so I had a space heater going right up until the beginning of the show because all the cold air sinks to the basement. Before we start Scroll Stoppers, and I've been looking forward to that, you know, for a full week. I have one more thing to say about Jordan versus Brady as the greatest of all time. Don't you have to be great all the time? What did Tom Brady win at Michigan? MJ won it in college.
That's right.
MJ won it at the Olympic. Like the man didn't lose. Tom Brady was just a guy at Michigan. Became a great quarterback. All time great.
Out of nowhere.
But he's no MJ.
Right. No,
MJ never had to share snaps with Drew Henson.
No.
I don't understand the coming in and out of retirement thing either. Like Deion Sanders did it, Marshawn Lynch, Brett Favre, Brady,
Michael Jordan,
obviously. I just like, once, aren't you just like done when you're done? Like, why do you got to fake everybody out?
That's what makes them great. They've got the ego and that want to prove something to somebody all the time where they're just like, right. I see these guys. I can do that.
I like when they retire and like the waterworks really come on. Like, have you guys ever watched Mike Schmidt's press conference? It's amazing. Like, it is amazing. Weeps. The amount that he cries. Yeah. I mean, it's like literally somebody came up and like shot his dog in front of him. Like,
more than a Dick Vermeil press conference back
yes.
in the day.
Yes. More. That's yeah.
Weeping. Not even crying.
All right, enough about dogs and crime.
Sorry.
I can get to Scroll Stoppers. Have you guys seen this week? This is kind of like a Brady Jordan thing. It's like if Michael Jordan is the Chicago Bean, then Tom Brady is the New York City Bean.
Yeah.
That they just unveiled this sculpture here. It's the same artist who made it, and it's smaller. It looks like it's on a corner of a street here. I'm not sure why New York is copying Chicago in this way. They have their own thing and their own sculptures and their own thing that like makes them. So here's this smaller version of the iconic Bean sculpture in New York City. People are taking pictures in front of it. It's a mirror the same way. The problem is with it, you can't walk underneath it. And that's what's great about the Chicago Bean. Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't know why this is necessary, really.
That is so sorry. That'd be like us putting a little miniature Empire State Building somewhere.
It's so, like, all right. It's up in a building, and I just don't get it.
So we got this. We got this artist, Anish Kapoor, to come here in Chicago 20 years ago to make Cloud Gate.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Chicago for it. At any point when we were like handing money to this dude to make this thing, which is like 100 tons. So ours is 100 tons. New York's is only like 30 or 40. So take that, New York. But at no point did the city of Chicago say, like, here, sign this contract that you won't make any more of these anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody's going to put one up.
No syndication.
It's exclusive to Chicago. It's bullshit.
No, I mean, the Bean is super cool. It's one of those like tourist attractions that I think you can kind of roll your eyes at. But like when you're walking through Grant Park and you go through and you take a picture of it, like it's never not cool to do it, right? It's still kind of fun. You're like, it's how the hell do they make
this? It's never not crowded. Like it's never not crowded.
Right.
Closed.
It's amazing. It should be a reason to come to Chicago. And now they've just stuck this in New York City. And yeah, it's not as big, but like they've kind of like wedged it under a building somehow.
Yeah, it's like on the side of the street. I don't love it. I'm upset.
Let me tell you what we should do.
I don't know if it's gonna last there. I honestly don't.
Rockefeller Center here, or at, not, I've got the perfect place. You know what we should do? We should get the artist that is currently working on the Ryan Sandberg statue that did the Jordan statue to create a second Jordan statue, and we put it outside Madison Square Garden. And you watch how many people go to that over the little silver turd that they just built there that's supposed to look like our Bean.
And we give
them a Jordan statue in New York, and more people will go see that than the Statue of Liberty potentially. I'm telling you, you watch.
It's got to be outside. It's got to be outside Madison Square Garden, and in the back, it's got to be the statue. But in the back, it's got to have two gigantic fives in honor of the 55 points he put up there in spring of 1995. What do you think?
It's not the jump man one that we have with the leg spread. It's him dunking over Patrick Ewing baseline.
I was going to say that's what it's doing,
looking up like that. The whole world will go to take a photo next to that statue.
Yes.
Come on. I like it.
I'm territorial of the Bean, even though I haven't lived here that long. And I'm sad they have another one now.
It's not the same shape, though, right?
It's not, because it doesn't have like the open at the bottom.
It's the same. I mean, more flat. They ripped it off.
Yeah, you couldn't. You can't walk. Like little kids can't walk underneath it. But it's like on a corner. I just can't imagine that, like, there's not going to be accidents by people just kind of stopping and gawking at it, or people running across the street to go take a selfie. They're going to get flattened. Like,
yeah,
they got to be careful.
The location's a terrible idea. It'd be like us building a green statue out in like the playpen area of Lake Michigan. And it doesn't look exactly like the Statue of Liberty, but we call it Lady Liberty.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's like when you get your homework copied.
Get your own damn Bean, New York.
I have a controversial take here, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Art is for everyone, man. Can't everyone enjoy beautiful artwork?
Art is for everyone, but like, let's be exclusive to like
You know who makes a bunch of giant metal things all the time and people love is Jeffrey Koons. I hate those things, but people love them and they're everywhere. So why can't Anish Kapoor make two giant metal mirrored things?
What would happen if we brought like that love thing from Philadelphia and stuck it in Chicago? Yeah, would you be cool with that? Should.
Yeah, why
where
not?
Is that? Where
and
is
bring
that?
Me some cheese sticks too.
I thought it was in San Diego, but I've also seen it other places. The statue of the Navy guy kissing the nurse, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, they move that one all the time. Can it just be like a moving thing? It like travels as like. Wow.
Should we go kidnap the Fonzie statue from Milwaukee and bring it down here?
Yes, we should.
Didn't a bunch of cities
Mary Tyler Moore from
back in the day?
Yeah, cows on parade was a traveling thing.
Was stolen by every city in the country too.
Again, it's just art for everyone.
But it's not like New York is like lacking art.
No,
they didn't need it.
It's a beautiful
stadium. Ought to put ivy on their outfield wall while they're at it.
I'm out of here.
Oh, sad. Okay, here's what's next. Kelly Clarkson, you know, she won American Idol. She has her own talk show.
Since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone. She had
that song is very hard to karaoke. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Lawrence has tried. She had her first shot of Malort. She had her Chicago handshake on her show the other day with Ben Levy Aguilar from Chicago PD. He kind of shows her what this is, and she tries it for the first time. And here is her reaction if you're watching.
A lot of my staff is actually from Chicago, no joke. And they say that there's something called a Chicago handshake.
Yes, and I have experienced this. I have something for you.
Okay, is this the handshake? Is this what it is?
Yes, the shot of Malort.
What's a Malort? What's Malort?
Malort is a type of alcohol from Chicago that you can only drink this if you're cool.
Okay.
So I drank it in Chicago because I'm cool like that.
Okay.
And I think you're cool too.
I'm pretty cool. Right? So, I think so. Tell everyone.
What we do here.
This is the
shot of Malort.
And
then we chase it down with beer.
You do the shot and it's a chaser. Okay.
Yeah, and then we shake on it. And now we're cool together.
Okay.
Ready?
I think we would have been cool either way, but cool. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, wait, cheers.
Cheers.
I love you.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Ooh. Yeah. I feel for her.
You don't need a chaser.
Oh my god. What is she?
I'm calling BS.
That's good.
I'm calling BS. Ooh, that is Hollywood magic. That was probably iced tea that she shot.
Yeah, or apple juice.
She says it's still hot, which is how it feels in your throat. And I don't know why she's acting like RK, like she likes Malort. Like, what is going on? I think she really had it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Malort. Malort's delicious.
God. So, okay.
Delicious.
So a few things. I love that.
Not delicious, but it's fine.
I'm going to, like, when I offer people Malort, I'm going to start saying, you can only have this if you're cool. I've never heard that before.
That's ridiculous. Right. I'm cool. Yeah, and I needed it.
And then Kelly Clarkson also said, I love you before she took it, which is kind of funny, too.
Right.
Okay.
But I honestly don't think she honestly took it. Like, she did not flinch whatsoever and just said, ooh, like, there's no way.
You guys,
I've never seen anyone take a Malort shot and, like, not had an animated, like, grossed out face.
Is this rude? When I first moved here in 2018, I went on a date and some guy was like, hey, you should have this Chicago handshake. Had no idea what it was. On a first date.
That is rude.
I think that is awful. We didn't have a second date.
Wow.
And what was
this guy's not going back on Kelly Clarkson. If she did the shot, she's not coming back on.
The real question, Casey, is did you ever have a second shot of Malort?
I don't think I've had one since. I really don't.
Okay.
I had friends in town and they all were trying it. And I was like, I remember that moment on that date. And I was like, never again.
It only exists because, like, it still only exists because we like to see people's reactions when they shoot. Like, we have a bottle here. I've never had it.
Yeah,
I'm not here like, oh, let me help myself to a shot of Malort.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I've done my shots of Malort. Yeah. Why not?
It's bad.
You should just pour a bunch of Goldschlager into an empty bottle and tell people it's a CHGO Malort and see what kind of reaction we get.
I was at a party.
The real gold flakes in the bottle.
Yeah. No, Luke, stop it. Don't start talking about Goldschlager.
I was at a party over the weekend. We were in a basement bar and there was a bottle of McGillicuddy's in there, which I honestly had not thought of in probably 20 years. And man, nothing brought me back to like being completely hammered in a dorm at college than seeing that bottle of McGillicuddy's. When's the last time you guys thought about McGillicuddy's?
Never.
I didn't even know what it is, honestly. What is McGillicuddy's? I
thought it was a person.
It was like this, like, minty peppermint schnapps thing. It was all over Wisconsin. It was kind of like the fireball of its day.
Yeah. It had a moment.
If that gentleman wanted to be welcomed back onto Kelly Clarkson's show, what he should have done is shown up with a can of 312 and shotgunned the baby with Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
Then he would have got a honk honk and he would have been on every week promoting his show.
Wait, hold on. What would he have gotten, Luke?
Honk honk.
Yeah.
Guys, I have one more thing. We before we close out here,
more?
If you're watching on YouTube, we asked yesterday if you had to get a Chicago tattoo or if you already have one, what would you get or what does it look like? And we got such great responses from people who have Chicago sports or Chicago related tattoos. And I was so impressed because look at all these diehards. I mean,
that's awesome.
Look at this one on the left. It's like the sign from the theater. How cool.
I think that guy has shared it before. And yeah, that, I mean, that tattoo is unbelievable. The Chicago Theater one.
No one's getting a Mark Harmon tattoo.
I didn't see this before. That's an amazing photo of Mark Harmon. That's if not you're a
listening,
tattoo.
If you're listening on the podcast, we're showing on Twitter all the different tattoos that people have that are Chicago related. A lot of Cubs 2016 World Series tattoos, some numbers, Wrigley Field marquee.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ooh, this hot dog one is really cool, really detailed.
That's just a gif.
Well, some people were saying this is what they would get.
Okay.
Lawrence and I have a buddy who has the Chicago flag. Mike Capozzo has the Chicago flag tattoo.
Sure.
I there's that one Cubs fan out there that literally is covered in Cubs tattoos, and he's got like Ron Santo's face, like everything.
Well,
but
Ron,
the best Chicago, well, not Chicago, the best tattoo in Chicago sports, that has to either go DeMar DeRozan with the Joker.
Yeah.
That we've seen. Or it has to go to Javi Baez as a kid putting the Major League Baseball logo on the back of his neck.
I couldn't stand that for
Look
him.
Look at these Snoopy. Guys. People are so dedicated. Oh, Snoopy with the Cubs hat. This one's cool. It's a Cubs logo, but it has all the other logos inside of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I never saw the finished product from this week.
Yeah, we got to get Greg to send the photo.
Yeah, it's good. It looks good.
Harry Carey tattoo.
Oh, you got to be dedicated to Harry Carey.
Hey,
somebody mentioned that they had the progression of wins and losses for the Cubs World Series. It's like loss, win. How does it go? What do they do? They win game one or they lost game one, right?
Yeah, they lost game one and 2016.
Yeah, it's like loss, win, LLL, WWW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That one's that Blackhawks one.
Skyline
awesome.
With the Blackhawks logo. I mean, these people are really dedicated. I was super impressed.
Ooh, I love that DePaul one.
Oh, here's our friend. This guy. This is Jamie from. He follows CSGO Blackhawks all the time. This dude's got a. He's got an owl. Check out his avatar. That's Fozzie, the nice. Owl.
Oh wow! I mean, he's got an actual owl.
Yeah, it's his pet owl. He's a horned owl. And named after Fozzie Bear. So shout out to Jamie Pierce. This guy rules.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And now Greg Boysen has a CHGO flag tattoo on his lower arm, and it was done right here in Studio A. And I don't know why Luke wasn't here getting one himself.
I'm gonna stop sharing this in case there's anything weird coming. So
no, it's all pretty PG. People are really dedicated, and I was really impressed to see all the different tattoos that people have or have wanted. A couple people did say they thought about getting one if the Cubs ever won, and then when the time came, it just like they didn't do it, and now it feels weird to do it like how many years later.
7 years later. I saw that one. The guy didn't have enough money in 2016 to buy one, and now he's like, I'm not gonna do it in 2023 because it happened 7 years ago.
Yeah,
I think it's interesting how we make those kind of decisions.
Tattoos aren't for me, but I admire the people that love them and continue to get them. One, because I think they do believe most of the times that they are art, and sometimes they are. And two, I could never go through the pain of getting even the tiniest, tiny, tiny tattoo.
It does hurt.
The first sign of blood, I'd start crying.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the New York Bean tattooed.
Tattoo.
Art. Art is for everyone.
New York Bean. This is the Chicago Bean? No, it's the New York Bean.
What?
Over under of number of tattoos on this panel is 3.5. I'm gonna go with under.
Over under.
I think I'm the only one with them.
Under.
I bet Lawrence has one.
No.
He doesn't.
I've got zero.
Zero.
None.
I have three.
Ugh.
Under.
I guess I'm just the only badass in the room. It's
that
fine.
Is true. Hey, happy Girls and Women in Sports Day, Dale.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
Thanks for all your help.
Love it.
You want us to do the Kay Adams Shams?
No.
I didn't see that. I didn't
I sent it to you, Lawrence. I think they should just date. I really do at this point.
Yep. Maybe they are.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Shams was on Kay Adams' show and did a Happy Women in Sports Day, and she was quite taken by it. And a lot of the commenters were like, "Uh-oh, this is the start of something."
Yeah,
so.
Shams was shooting his shot. Yeah. Again,
he's the Riz God. Come on,
we've been
learning
a lot.
This is like months old now.
All right, that should just about do it for this week's The Chicago Sports Podcast. presented by Goose Island, the official beer of CHGO. Make sure you like and subscribe to us and all that great stuff. We will be back next Thursday at 3 p.m. unless the NBA trade deadline screws things up. We will see. But again, make sure just hit that notification button. Then you'll know when we go on. So for Luke Stuckmeyer, Casey Standahar, Lawrence Benedetto, I'm Kevin Kadick. We'll see you next time.
MJ.